live. We are launching into the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. Get a chance, maybe we'll give you an Ed Snowden update here. 855, 450 free. Also some crazy news out of Washington State, but was kind of expected to happen with the feds raiding medical marijuana dispensaries. So much to discuss, but probably won't get to most of it because you'll call in and talk about what you want. At 855 450 free. We've also got
Skype. That's how we do it.
That's how we do it here. Yep. Skype. You can Skype us at username lrn.fm. Now, for those of you just tuning in, we started the show out with a story about basically a psycho nut job fool who decided he was, with the word skinhead tattooed across, what was it, his neck?
His neck.
This guy decided he was going to rid the world of sex offenders and picked one and went ahead and went to his house and committed murder. Against him, and also murdered his wife since she just happened to be there, and then he got caught because there were video cameras at the man's residence or at his house, and that was that.
Good reason to have video cameras at your house.
But it led up to, I think, a good discussion about the sex offender registry, and we're going to continue that here because there's a couple more points that I wanted to make about this. But first, let's go to Dee, listening in Kalamazoo to WKZO. Hello, Dee.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Welcome, welcome. What's on your mind?
Freedom, my friend, freedom.
I like it. Tell me more.
Well, I'm from Kalamazoo, and you might just say that I'm one of those crazy guys. And I had this dream, and it wasn't about me, and I thought it was good, and I wanted to share it.
Okay.
Well, the last 237 years or so since the Constitution was adopted and ratified and all that, the power to declare war has been consolidated to Congress. They have the power. It's enumerated that they have the power to declare war.
That's the idea.
That's the idea. However, in those days, politicians have led us astray into unjust and unnecessary war for which our sons and daughters have paid the ultimate price. They have sacrificed all. And some of those wars, unjust and unnecessary, could have been avoided if we placed one simple check on the power of Congress.
And what's that?
The voice of the many.
Please tell me more. What are you getting at?
The vote.
You're saying that war should be up for a popular vote?
I say that politicians who are in Congress, that is what Congress is populated with, are too small of a sample size to offer up this nation's most abundant, not abundant, essential elements.
I think it's a decent point. I think the American people are...
I think
the American people are generally against war. I think it's a decent point.
I think they are today, but I remember the Iraq War, and people were ready to go because the problem is within a democracy that politicians are adept at this. They're not. It's nothing new. The best liars rise to the top. Colin Powell, if you listen to him, was lied to.
In today's world, we don't trust politicians with our dollars, but yet we will offer them the greatest, the most. The weapons that we have today, our founding fathers and mothers could not have thought of those weapons. They could not have known that they were weapons that could destroy neighborhoods and cities for generations.
If you can change the Constitution to do what he says, then you can change it to do a variety of things. And here's what I say you should do. The President of the United States should challenge the leader of any nation or faction with whom he has a problem to a fight with long knives and small shields.
It's not about... See, that's about an individual going to an individual. We are talking about a nation of free people.
But wouldn't it be better if the politicians just killed each other rather than the soldiers?
Rather than create war and...
Yeah, wouldn't that be better? I mean, I'd rather go see the politicians. I'd pay to see politicians slice and dice each other. Thanks for the call tonight, Dee. I definitely understand where you're coming from.
But if we establish that before Congress can put that declaration of war into law, they must first have the authority and power given to them from the free people.
I think this guy's channeling Lincoln.
I don't support... Thanks for the call, Dee. I appreciate it. I don't support war at all, and I still wouldn't support it even if a majority of people voted for it.
The point I'm trying to make is that, you know, in a democracy, you just have lie. I mean, if you want the people to go to war, you just lie to them about what happened. You twist the facts. I mean, this is what propaganda's for. Essentially, you need that now. The United States is involved in... Ian, 70 different conflicts around the world. How in the world can you handle conflicts large and small? I don't care what five of my neighbors think regarding conflict. You know, my money shouldn't be spent to slaughter people around the country just because 51%. This is the problem. Democracy is always two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner, unless it's two morons and an informed person voting on what we're going to do. It's one of those two.
So 855 453, whether you want to comment on war or sex offender registries, you're certainly welcome to do so. Anything goes here on Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition at 855-450-FREE. There were a couple more points I thought I really wanted to get out about this idea of the sex offender registry. I'm against it, and Mark, you don't have an opposition to the idea of the registry, at least.
I think it's a very difficult concept.
There are certain things that you would like to see changed about it, like, and I would agree with you on a lot of this. Like, you know, let's take the guys peeing in public off the registry. Let's take
the
guys.
Some states they are, some states they're not.
Let's take the Johns and the prostitutes off the registry. Anybody involved in a consensual act should not be on the registry. Anybody who's having a consensual sex with somebody who's under the age of consent, I don't consider that to be.
It depends on how far
crime.
Under the age of consent.
And I get what you're saying. I'm saying if they're having consensual sex, so that's the issue for me. But so there's certainly ways that the existing registries could be tweaked, but I just don't think that they're good to have around. As we've seen, it's leading to violence against these so-called sex offenders. In this case that we started the show with, it led to a murder. And it also led to the murder of an innocent person who is not on that sex offender registry. And how many other sex offenders have been beaten up by, you know, vigilante gangs or individuals who want to teach them a lesson or whatever? I think that if they're safe enough to be let out into the population, then they should be left alone at that point. And I think that there are certain things about the sex offender registry that should be pointed out. One, it's kind of used as, you know, it's pointed to as this tool for parents. Like, oh, well, you can look up a neighborhood and find out where all the sex offenders live.
As if that's the only threat, right?
Well, except for the fact that, as you pointed out, Mark, your family members are the ones that are most likely to do a sex offense, you know, rape somebody or molest somebody, not some stranger down the street. But beyond that, even if you did know where all the sex offenders lived in your neighborhood, that wouldn't increase your safety in any measurable manner. Because the thing is, you don't know who hasn't been caught. You don't know about the sex offender who has yet to offend. You don't know where those people are living. So it's not like you could just tell your son or daughter to stay away from that house over there, because what about the house next door to it? You don't know who lives there. If it's not on the sex offender registry, that doesn't mean it's not a sex maniac or whatever, you know, some sort of sicko or rapist. You have no idea. So there's that point, and then there's also the fact that, you know, it's ruining these sex offenders' lives after the fact, and it's, in a lot of cases, for life. It's like this chain and this ball and chain that they have to drag around, even if they want to make their lives better, even if they want to, right, you know, change, have a family, you know, change their lives dramatically. They can never get rid of that.
I made poor decisions in my life about with whom I had sex and with whom I had relationships, and I don't make those poor decisions now. I wonder about this sex offender registry. How long should somebody be on it? If you laser focused this thing to something like, you know, just the people who had committed violent, forcible acts of sexual violence or whatever, and I don't even know why you would want to just have the people who were just those, you know, and within say 10 years of the last time they did it, I don't know. I mean, it seems to me that there's so many people out there that anybody who tinkled behind a dumpster gets labeled as a child predator, and I think it's a real problem.
And how about the idea of a Pandora's box? If you have one registry, then why not have other registries? How about a hacker registry? How about a murderer registry?
Thief registry.
How about a thief registry? I mean, is it okay? Are those all good ideas, too? Should everybody who's ever been committed a crime have that on them forever?
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves here toll free at 855-453. And you can bring up what you want. That's the point of the program. You can also join us online and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you. Archives. Click, download, they're yours. You can listen to as many episodes of Free Talk Live as you wish. Just go to freetalklive.com and download and enjoy. They are all free. They go back for years. Plus, on our SoundCloud page, you get more than just the Free Talk Live episodes. You'll get episodes of the Edgington Post, which are an interview series that Mark has been doing. In fact, you've been posting recently stuff that you've been that you produced while you were at Freedom Fest a couple weeks ago, Mark.
That's right.
And so some of those archives are available to you. Just go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. You can see our full feed there. Again, that's soundcloud.freetalklive.com. Or if you just want to grab regular show archives, they're right there at the top of the page at freetalklive.com, and all free.
You can get a great podcast called School Sucks Project. I know. Who would want to listen to some podcast about school sucks? But on School Sucks, they talk about real education, and they deconstruct state indoctrination. Because, frankly, that's what we've got in this world. We've got a bunch of... Everybody knows that different people learn different ways at different times in their lives on different subjects.
Mm.
But we have one-size-fits-all classrooms that teach people the same way over and over again. Yeah, there's some steps forward in certain areas, but there's still a single-payer system. The government still pays, and the few private schools that there are out there are basically modeled after the government system because it is so ubiquitous. School Sucks Project talks about solutions. Go check them out at schoolsucksproject.com.
Free archives there, too.
That's right.
Yeah. So 855-450-FREE. Right back to your calls and thoughts. We go to Brian listening in Washington, KUSA. Hey, Brian.
Hi there. How are you?
Welcome, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I got a buddy of mine who, good guy. He's actually the grand, anyway, he's a good family friend.
Hmm.
He was caught looking at some pictures online. He's actually a single guy. He had subscribed to a couple of sites. One of the guys he worked with was dealing child pornography photos and things like that. He got linked to this guy because he worked with him, and the guy sent him a couple of emails. One day he got his door kicked in, and the feds came in, arrested him, did not find any child pornography on his computer. But the sites that he had paid for, they did not have their model release forms.
Oh, no.
Stating their ages.
Yeah.
So he got 5 years.
So and I've heard stories like this before, and the difficulty is, you know, you just don't know what to think because you don't have firsthand knowledge in the circumstance, but... In this country, people should be considered presumed innocent, and I find it quite possible, you know, that some woman 6-17 years old lies to somebody. As a matter of fact, we know that Playboy has a 17-year-old model. It's a historical fact that anybody who has this issue of Playboy has child porn.
And dun, dun, dun.
I've never heard of anybody going to jail for possession of this particular issue of Playboy. So there's these kind of strange situations out there. And if you're accused, it just makes more sense to take the plea bargain in most cases than it does to fight the fight. In a country where we have a speedy trial that's guaranteed to you, it takes 3 years to get to trial. More than 99% of people who are arrested, fewer than 1%, end up taking a plea bargain. Because the fact is sometimes charges are dropped, and that involves in the number. But fewer than 1% of people who are arrested actually take something to trial.
So just a point of clarification, maybe I missed the detail. Brian, you said it was 5 years. Was it probation?
No, he actually went to Lompoc for 5 years. He just got
out. He went to prison because... Yes. The porn that he downloaded from a website that he presumably paid for a subscription for, they didn't have their files in order, so now every one of their customers is a felon?
Yep, and he got out, and he is now a registered sex offender for life, and he could barely find a place to live. He had to live with his aunt.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's no apartments will rent to him. I mean, it's an absolutely tragic story and is extremely scary.
That is extremely scary.
Who doesn't look at it, naked pictures online? I mean, seriously.
Some uppity people probably
but
don't.
I guess I have to, you know, I guess I have some level of incredulity here. He didn't take that to trial?
He did.
He did?
He took to trial and lost?
Yes, because the models, they could not verify their ages.
In this country, that's not illegal. You would actually have to prove that they were underage for it to be child porn.
Yeah, his lawyer was actually in the building that I worked in, and I had gone to lunch with her several times, and I talked to her, and I said, "What was there any child porn?" And she says, "No, there was not," and he got 5 years mandatory.
Do you know what the charge was?
I don't. I don't know exactly what the charge was. But,
do you know if he was offered a plea bargain prior to that and what that plea bargain was?
No, he wasn't. It was a trial. He was scared to death. And
I've never heard of anybody not being offered a plea bargain.
Well, yeah, he doesn't know everything about the case, right?
Like, well, he wasn't.
Yeah, you wouldn't know necessarily. Wow, man, it's really scary. I'd be interested in, maybe if your friend wants to talk about it, calling and telling us, that way we can get more detail on this case, because it's absolutely outrageous. I mean, just think about, for one moment, think about the amount of amateur pornography that's on the internet. I mean, there's a huge amount of, whole sites are devoted to this, but there's just a huge amount of people out there who, fancy themselves their own little home pornographers, and they, do this sort of thing with their boyfriends and girlfriends, and you don't know how
old
those people
are. They just want to share.
You don't know how old those people are. You have no idea. There's no way of verifying that. Does that mean everybody with amateur porn of a relatively young or looking 19 or 18-year-old female is now a child porn
male
crook?
Yeah. Well, he said that what he told me was, because he had used his credit card to pay for a site, that they linked that site with sharing child pornography. Yet they didn't find any on his computer, because he had paid for it. They said, well, he had contributed to the distribution of child pornography.
It's crazy.
My mind is blown by this. I mean, I thank you for the call, Brian. I appreciate hearing from you. Did they also go after everyone on the client list of the website?
No, we don't do that.
Did they download, demand?
Nope.
Well, they could. Sounds like they could.
This is the arbitrariness of the system. I'm terribly sorry. It happens over and over again.
I mean,
we've got
imagine
a good
that?
Friend of the show that was that went to jail for a few years for having M80s, and these, the same devices that basically a little explosive device like an M80, and these same devices are still being sold on the internet. He was the only one that the feds went after for it.
So crazy. 855-453. And it really shows how far away these child porn laws have gotten from their original intention. Wasn't the original intention to stop children from being abused and photographed? I mean, wasn't that the original intention behind this? Now you've got guys going to prison for downloading legal porn or whatever what they thought was legal online.
If you wanted to make it against the law for children to be abused and photographed in sexual situations, then you'd make that against the law. But that's not what we have here. In some cases, people are getting arrested for pictures.
How about drawings?
Drawings of child porn.
They've done that too. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Share your thoughts. Take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival
Bible supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've talked about the sex offender registry. We've talked about pornography, this ridiculous and outrageous story that we were just given over the phone by a recent caller saying that his friend went to prison for 5 years because some website didn't have their paperwork in order about the ages of the models that were depicted on their site. That's a pretty scary story because anybody can get caught up in this. You know, even if you're particular interests are not one of child pornography, you could still end up getting charged with it. This guy might have been looking at what he thought was barely legal porn, you know, teenage girls of the 18-19 variety,
and this
with
stuff is
small breasts, that kind of thing.
Huge.
Yeah, and then he ends up getting caught in a serious situation that he wasn't expecting. And the toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Now, if you love the ideas of liberty and you want to see more freedom in your lifetime, then you have to take steps. You can't just complain because the politicians don't care about that. You have to take action to achieve more liberty in your lifetime. But the fact is, if you're taking action where you live, if you don't live in New Hampshire, you probably aren't going to be very effective. And I could be wrong about that. Would love to be proven wrong. But the reason why I left Florida and moved to New Hampshire back in 2006 as part of the Free State Project was because I wasn't having any kind of impact in Florida. And that's the case for people all across the country and across the world who are sick and tired of spinning their wheels in whatever crazy, slow, stupid political system they happen to have in their, you know, given state. And they are sick and tired of not making an impact. Nobody listening to them, nobody caring about the perspective of liberty, and just getting nowhere. Just slam your head up against a brick wall. See how that works. Because that's basically the political system everywhere. But New Hampshire's different. And the reason why is because it's been targeted by the Free State Project. And that means that 20,000 liberty-oriented people, people who are activists, people who are going to do things for freedom, are moving, or plan. The plan is to move them to New Hampshire. We're up to over 14,000 signers, or 14,000 of 20,000. We want to reach 20,000, and once 20,000 is reached, there will be a five-year window where all 20,000 have to move to New Hampshire. Now, many of us have come already. We decided we didn't want to wait. Over 1,100 are already here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. So about 5% of that 20,000 are already here, and we're already having an incredible impact. Some bad laws have been repealed. Other bad laws have been stopped from even getting put into place in the first place.
That's the largest effect.
Dozens.
There's basically a libertarian veto in effect.
Dozens. And that's because dozens of liberty-oriented people who are Free State Project participants have been elected. But that doesn't count the dozens and dozens more of New Hampshire natives that are actually liberty-oriented and already in office or have been elected as well. Because the Free State Project is reinvigorating the New Hampshire natives and longtime people that have lived here, reinvigorating them with a belief that there is a chance for more freedom if we can just get active. So the idea is to concentrate our activism in one place. Please go to freestateproject.org if you love liberty, if you understand what freedom means, and that is your right to live your life how you want so long as you don't harm anybody else, and that you also get that in order to have that freedom for yourself, you have to grant it to others, which means granting it to people that might be doing things differently in their life than you. Maybe they've got different values and different interests than you do. But as long as you're okay with people living their lives how they want, you might then have a chance at your own freedom. And that's what I'd like to see happen. So freestateproject.org is helping accelerate that process by concentrating activism in one geographic area. If you love liberty, you owe it to yourself to check that out. Freestateproject.org. Let's go to James, listening in Myrtle Beach to WRNN. Hey, James.
How's it going, man?
Welcome. You're on the air.
I just wanted to talk about war. You know, when I tuned in, I was getting off work, and you guys were talking about being anti-war and everything. And
I'm pro-peace.
I agree with you. Well, right. I do agree with you, but I just want to give a little insight for me. I'll preface that by saying I'm an Afghan combat vet. I was in the Marines for 5 years. I wasn't working in a chow hall, you know, on Camp Leatherneck. I was in 1st Battalion, 6th Marines in the infantry. You know, I was out there.
Sorry to hear that.
War is not good. It's not a good thing. I don't necessarily agree with what's going on in Afghanistan, but at the same time, you can't deny that war is necessary. I forget the Latin term, but it's like pavis pacem parabellum. If you want peace, prepare for war.
That sounds like doublespeak nonsense to me.
Well, I don't know that prepare for war means something different than fight a war.
Well, right, but it basically has the same mentality that you're going to have to fight, you know, in order to have peace.
And maybe you won't. What about Switzerland?
In my opinion, with Iraq and Afghanistan, I don't agree with what we're doing over there, and I've been there. You know, I don't agree with putting in a system of people in charge in Afghanistan that rape little boys. The Afghan National Army.
It's the truth.
It happened over and over, or even a unit called the ISGI. They're like a militia police organization that have no training whatsoever. Yet we, you know, we arm them with these automatic weapons, and we hear them shooting all the time.
So let me ask you this.
Countless times.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem with the scenario, though. Like, I'm with you. I do agree that you don't put a sign in your front yard that says, "This house has no guns in it." Right? Like, that's a dumb thing to do.
Well,
however, the problem is that the people we give the guns to, and by that I really mean the politicians, the soldiers themselves, really, they only follow the orders of the liars and thieves, that the politicians and the brass, they enact these wars over and over again, and they fail. It's not just your war that was messed up. It's every war on down the line, including the big one, World War II, the most righteous of conflicts. You ask the vets, and they say it was an entire cluster F, and people can go through in history and pick it apart. But the fact is that politicians, since they have nothing on the line, don't care what they do when they fight these wars. It's you guys that catch the bullets.
Say you were in charge in the late 30s, what would you have done?
The problem is
America, and you could have controlled our military. What would you do if the Nazis were rolling through? And
the United States didn't declare no
war, murdering at huge amounts of people, genocide.
Uh-huh. And the United States, you know, you can read the history. The United States didn't fight World War I, World War II over genocide. The United States didn't preemptively declare war on Germany. Germany declared war on the United States after the United States declared war on Japan. And I, you know, if you're asking me to just sit in 1939 and make my decisions, and that's difficult, considering that World War II is something that was brought out of World War I. World War II was the direct result of the Treaty of Versailles. If the United States, Woodrow Wilson, and the Republicans that wanted him to get into the war, because it was both sides, hadn't gotten involved in World War I, thrown the balance.
Hang on, didn't Woodrow Wilson get elected on an anti-war platform?
Just like George Bush.
Yeah, he sure did, because the people didn't
Obama
want it.
Obama too, basically.
Hey, James, thanks for the call and the thoughts, man. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. I think you made, Mark, a good point. It deserves to be slightly expanded. This idea that if you want peace, prepare for war was the Latin statement that our caller read. And I think you made an interesting, subtle distinction there, and that is that, well, just because you're prepared doesn't mean you actually want war or that you're going to go to war. And what about Switzerland as an example? You want to talk about World War II? Wasn't that one of the places that Hitler avoided, called them the little porcupine, because he knew that everybody there had guns and that it would be literally a house-to-house, just a gauntlet of death for his soldiers, essentially. I mean, that's just not something he wanted to deal with. So because they were prepared, they actually didn't have to go to war in that instance, as I understand it.
Well, you know, I do believe that a certain amount of weaponry keeps people free. But the problem is that the people that generally have the weaponry, and that's the politicians, have been historically really, really, really bad in its use. And I'm going to go ahead and go on the record with every single U.S. war. The Revolutionary War was not a U.S. war.
You can bring up anything. David is in our hometown of Sarasota, Florida, listening to WSRQ. Hey, David.
Hey, am I online?
You are on the air. Go now.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. Sorry, guys. Look, the gentleman killed the man and the wife, the sex offender. He didn't kill anybody for the reasons that you stated. There are people out there saying...
Stand by. I want you to get into a... First of all, I want you to get into a better cell, so go outside or something, because you got a bad cell signal. But I do want to have to hear what you say here in moments. At 855-453, the remaining moments of Free Talk Live are next.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallach, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in UFOlogy. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371. Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Microplant Powder Gold. Microplant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Microplant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. But if you're not on the line right now, if you call now, you probably aren't going to get on to the remaining segment, remaining moments of the show here. But don't worry, if you don't get your call in tonight, you can just call tomorrow night. You don't have to be on topic to call Free Talk Live. It's an open phone show. We will talk to you about anything that's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. We do it 7 nights per week live. That's what I'm saying. You can call tomorrow because we've got a live Sunday show. Mark is the main host. Sometimes. Some of you kind of alternate between you and Stephanie. And so it's the Sunday crew. They'll be here tomorrow for you. And if you don't get every single night of Free Talk Live on your local talk radio station, all 3 hours per night, go ahead and give them a call and talk to the local program director. And if they do carry some Free Talk Live, thank them. And then ask them real nice, like, for more. And then if you don't get any Free Talk Live on your local talk station, you're listening online or via satellite, you can always call your local talk stations and ask them real nice, like, for some Free Talk Live. You never know. Your call might be the one that that it takes to make it happen. So we appreciate that. 855-453. Plus, something else that we appreciate is you becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for $5 a month. It's a great way to get behind the show and help Free Talk Live get on more stations across the country, bring new listeners online on the internets, and bringing new people to the ideas of freedom. Plus, you get perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only podcast chat room, and more. Amp Only forum. The chat room shut down years ago. Amp.freetalklive.com is a great way to get behind Free Talk Live and help us get the ideas of freedom out further. So amp.freetalklive.com. David is in Florida listening to WSRQ in our hometown of Sarasota. David, you kind of had a bad cell, and I wanted to make sure you got your thoughts out, so hopefully we can hear you better now. Go ahead.
Yeah, is that a little better?
Hopefully. Go ahead.
Okay. Look, I don't like to blame others, and I'm not a believer in blame. This man did what he did on his own accord.
Listeners just tuning in, you are talking about the issue that we started the show with, where a man with a tattoo of skinhead went and murdered a sex offender and also killed the sex offender's wife at the same time just because she happened to be there. And then he planned to go and kill more, but thankfully has been stopped. What were you going to say about him? I just wanted to bring folks up to speed.
The man's a sick individual. That's his issue. We can't say, well, you made the statement that the reason he did this was those people out in the world that say we should kill sex offenders and rapists, or that, and most of us that believe that the sentences for rapists, violent rapists, and child sex offenders should be much, much more stringent than what it is. It's not our fault that this man did what he did.
I'm not going to claim it's your fault, but don't you think there's responsibility for the words you say? Because I work in a job where I'm responsible for the crap that comes out of my mouth, and I don't think that the average person thinks about it. And so when the average person says, we ought to kill them, they don't have the same gravity behind their words that I do, because I work as a talk show host, but they need to understand that their words have power. I'm not going to claim it's your fault. I think that that individual is responsible for his actions, but at the same time, so are the people that say we should kill sex offenders. And I'm going to let you talk, but I think that it's important that we, you know, distinguish the difference here.
Well, and a lot of the difference is the tone that we say it. Most of us don't go around saying, we just need to kill all those sex offenders. That's not the way it's put. It makes good emphasis on radio, I'm sure. What we do say is there should be a stricter penalty. I am for the death penalty when it comes to violent rapists and violent sex offenders, especially when it comes to a child.
Do you think anybody has ever been falsely convicted of violent rape against a child?
Oh, I'm sure. Then let me ask you this.
How many innocent people are you willing to execute in order to get a guilty person?
With those stipulations.
What's the stipulation?
What's the stipulation?
Perfection?
Perfection. Oh, interesting.
Perfection doesn't come in this world.
That is true, my friend. That is very true.
Okay, I'll let you have execution when we have perfection.
If they are caught in, well, then we'll agree to disagree, my friend. You have a lot.
So you're willing to execute innocent people? Is that what your claim is?
No, that's your words, not mine.
No, you said that you believe that people had been innocently convicted of child rape.
I did not.
And that you think that people that have been convicted of violent child rape should be executed.
I did not say that. You said
yes,
that.
Yes, you did.
Well, what did you say then?
I said if they are caught in the act and the evidence is irrefutable, I am for the death penalty. I did not say innocent. You did.
So, now let me ask you this. So when you say caught in the act, by whom? And what kind of testimony are you willing to accept? If some disgruntled girlfriend says, I caught him doing such and such. I saw him doing it in the act. It's rare that somebody walks around with a camcorder in their hand and just happens to wander into the room while somebody's molesting a child, but I suppose it could happen.
I totally agree. I agree. I understand that. Thanks for the call, David.
I can't have the conversation with I'm willing to have executions in a perfect world. We don't live in a perfect world. And believe me, the people sitting on death row aren't there with perfect evidence.
Let's go to Robert, calling from somewhere. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How you doing tonight?
Robert, everybody knows where you're calling from.
I know, but I just chose to be anonymous tonight. I can do that.
Everybody who's listened to the show for more than 2 weeks knows where you're calling from.
Western Yankee accent.
I know, but like I said, I can do this. This is America.
It's Free Talk
Live. You can. Robert, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. I guess I want to say that, you know, the recidivism rate, I think, is caused by, and this is just my opinion, by the registry itself. And this is coming from somebody that I was molested as a child, more than once.
Sorry.
And how I dealt with it was I forgave the person that did this.
Good for you.
Because I chose to not carry around the emotional baggage all the rest of my life. I know I didn't do anything wrong, you know, and the person didn't go to jail, but the punishment is this. They're always going to wonder, geez, whatever happened to that kid, you know, whatever became of him? And it's always going to be in the back of his mind. It's always going to rent space in his head, and that's his punishment, and that's good enough for me.
I'm so glad you took this conversation there, Robert, because when there was a lady earlier calling, and you know, I think she's like a psychologist, when she was calling earlier and, you know, suggesting that this is going to be something they carry with them for the rest of their lives, I think that something that you did here, forgiveness, is a way to really mitigate that for people. Like, you know, do you think about it every day, every week? How often do you flash back to that? How often is it an issue for you?
For me?
Yeah.
Oh, it hasn't been an issue for me in for 10, 15 years because, again, and I waited long enough that when I said that I forgave this person, I meant it. You know, because, I mean, if you know, if I keep going back and hashing this and you know, having, you know, thoughts of going to go shoot this person or handling it, I mean, I'm still carrying around that emotional baggage.
Mm.
You know? And my other the thing I want to mention here is that the registry here, and it's just my personal opinion, it's just for food for thought for people and to look at this thing analytically. You know, if you've got a guy that's in the system and he's taking responsibility for his actions and he does the program and he gets out, if he's going to go ahead and go with the registry, okay, then he's not going to be able to have a place to live. He's not going to be able to find a job because no one's going to hire him. And all of the programming that this person may or may not have done in the system, it's not going to be effective for him because he's not going to be able to, you know, to be able to adjust because he's got everybody throwing rocks and stones at him.
Absolutely. And you know, we just heard from the guy who had his friend go to prison for 5 years because he downloaded some pictures that he thought were completely legal online, and now he can't get a job. So just being on that registry ruins people, even if they've never harmed another human being at any point. Robert, great call, great points. Appreciate your thoughts. Let's bring Chris on the line in Texas with some final thoughts here in the remaining moments. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, I just wanted to point out how it turns the government on the people, too, because if you go to that Before It Was News article, it references an article from the FBI where the cops have been using MP3 files to use this thing called MP3 tag, and they tag a bunch of music files with child porn and come out and raid whoever's house that ends up downloading those music files.
Wow.
Well, that's a new one on me. I actually use MP3 tag to do the archives here every night on Free Talk Live. Chris, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. If you didn't get on tonight, that's okay.
I'd have to check that claim, by the way.
You can call tomorrow and bring up anything you want. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com. Do enjoy your weekend and have a safe and fun one.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the state. Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. Shinybadges.com. Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called CellShield RTQ. CellShield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin. And quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's CellShield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.